Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God, from whom all blessings flow. There is no God like our God. And today, I want to thank everybody's day for the 18th of July to say our God is an awesome God. And I realize that there are a lot of things that are going on this life we now live in. I say to you to stay in contact with God every now and then. Every now and then, all we got to do is just stay in contact with God. Because God is the one. God is the one. He loves us. He loves us. You know, I just know this much, that God so loved the world. And you know, as I was reading, I said, Lord Jesus, you're the great shepherd of the sheep. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant, elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, your word has declared, grace and peace be multiplied unto me through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace be with me, mercy and peace from God the Father, your word has declared, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that the great shepherd of sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant. And God did that. And I want to share with you tonight something that I have discovered. I've been knowing it for a long time. If you get the opportunity, go to the book of Psalms and turn to the book of Psalms and go to the 19th chapter of the book of Psalms, and you're going to find something. A lot of people trying to figure out, let me tell you something. The devil has lied, and he's lied, and he's lied, and he's lied. And I've been saying this. The hidden mysteries are given to the sons of God. And as a son of God, that means male or female, God has a word for us. God has a word for us. And God's word is there for us dutifully. And I want you to understand this much. And go to with me the Psalm 19 chapter of Psalm. And I want to show you something, what God has shown me. See, and I'm going to reveal it. See, the devil is afraid of this. He knows. He knows he's a liar. And see, God is so good and so merciful. In Psalm 19, when you get to go to verse 9, and here's what it says. Here's what it says. Here's what it says. Hello. Hello, doctor.
Hello,
Dr. Hey, how you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, hearing your voice, I feel like I'm a true champion. But I want to share something with the people. Can you get your Bible? I want to share. And the Psalm 19, to go to Psalm 19, I want to share something with the people that God has revealed to the sons of God. To the sons, that's women and men, the women and men. The 19th chapter of the book of Psalms, the Old Testament.
Okay.
And verse 9.
Verse 9.
Yes.
The fear of the Lord is life, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord is all together. More to be desired than
silver,
yes, than much fine gold.
Amen.
Amen.
But doctor, the first thing I looked at when God opened my understanding, the fear of the Lord is pure.
Amen.
If the fear of the Lord is pure, it's clean. How is it possible for the angels to be around God? God gives right in His Word. The fear the fear of the Lord is pure, it's clean, it's wholesome. And God tries you and I to see if we fear God. A lot of see the devil got us in, well, you know, the Lord's going to kill you. The Lord's not going, God is not going to kill us. Those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ, he has brought us to a point of contact with his Son. And his Son brings us to the knowledge. And when I read this, I said, my God Almighty, my God. The fear. A lot of folks say they fear the Lord. No, you don't have to fear the Lord. Because when you fear the Lord, God's going to try you and see whether or not you really can be. See, God wants to know if you fear him. That fear is reverently. I reverence God in everything I do. In my action, hallelujah. In my conversation, in my doing. And I will say this to you, Dr. Lord. I thank God for what God has done for us, meeting at the well. And we, when we meet at the well, we always got something to talk about. Amen?
Amen.
And see, one of the things I've declared, I will go to another book in the Bible. I want to show you something. I'm going to prove something. Also in Psalms 65. Let's see if I got them right. I should have always done, start to go for memory. But that keeps me young. Psalms. Amen. Amen. Psalm
60.
Okay.
68.
Yeah. And I'm trying to see if I got it right. 66. And I thank God and I praise him. I say hallelujah to the God. And I praise you because God, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So when we go to the Psalm 16, we read verses 5. A father to the fatherless. He's a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows in God is his holy dwelling. Get set the lonely families. He leads the prison with singing. Hallelujah. But the rebellion live in an unscorched land. I'm reading from another Bible I have here. And he says this. When we went out before you, your people, O God, when we marched through the wasteland, the earth shook. The heaven poured down the rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant shower, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance, your people. And from that bounty, oh God, you provided for the poor. Now you tell me God still doesn't love his people. He proves us. He proves us every day that he loves us. And I know this much that tonight we're on the radio to try to reach the unreached and tell the untold. But I know this much. There's somebody out there tonight that's on the radio behind the scene. You need to know Jesus Christ. And the only way you're going to come to know Jesus Christ is for yourself. Jesus said, he said, if you come to me, I will in no wise turn you away.
That's his word.
I will in no wise turn you away. Amen. See, but the devil always said, well, you know, Jesus is not going to receive you because you've done this. You know what? Jesus said, if you come, when you come to me, I will receive you. I don't care what you have done, but I paid the price. Hallelujah. He said, I have paid the price. I have paid the price. The price has been paid for all the sins of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And see, the problem we are having in society today is that the word of the living God is not being sanctified.
Amen. Amen.
Sanctified. Solidified. Preaching the word. Everybody got their own thought, but I want you to know what Jesus said. He said to me again, he said, Willie Hunter, he said, Dr. Lowe, if you come to me, when you come to me, I will in no wise turn you away.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is that what he said?
Word.
That's his word.
That's his word.
That's his word. He said, I won't turn you away.
Amen. Amen.
I don't care what church you go to, I'm still there.
Amen.
I don't care if you were a homosexual, a prostitute, a liar, a thief, a robber, but I love you. I paid the ultimate price for you.
Amen.
I paid the price. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, man. I'm saying a minute.
No, go ahead.
Chapter 5. When you said that his
Doctor, one of the things I have found about myself, the more I trust God's word, the more I believe it. Now, that may be a misnomer, but the more I see God's word moving, the more I believe it.
Amen.
Because I'm seeing things happening right now that are coming so true. For example, let's just hit the local scene in Houston, Texas, and Hearn, and Bryan, and College Station, all around the state of Texas. They got thieves, they got robbers, they got murderers, they got liars. But where is God? He's here. But why aren't we the preachers and those who say we love God want to go and tell the people about how they're going to come to meet him? Because they're going to have to face him. We're going to have to face God one day.
Amen.
Amen. See, all of us who are saved, Dr. McClendon, we who are saved, when we came to Jesus Christ and received what he did for us at Calvary, the sin was no longer, he washed us, he purged us, but was what we're doing in the body right now. He going to ask you, me, a question. He said, Willie Hunter, what did you do while you was, when I lived in your body, while you said you loved Jesus Christ? Did I go out and tell them the gospel? Did I preach to them? Did I tell the truth? Did I lie? Did you fast and pray? Did you get yourself? See, these are the things that I keep saying to the people about myself, first of all, because I want to be right before God. I want to be right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when you're right before God, the devil can't do you no harm. No, see, and the devil going to always lie. Well, Dr. DeLores, they going to say, Hunter, well, you know, Dr. DeLores. And I said, no. That's not what she said. She said she loved the Lord. That's not what I heard her say. Well, that's what I heard her spirit say.
Yeah. Go
ahead.
May I speak to you just a minute? I'm going to redo my phone and call back because it's just airport and I can't get
okay.
words.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
But I know this much. You see, the God we serve is an awesome God. I don't care what nobody say. God is an awesome God. And the more we serve him, the more God's going to want us. See, I'm in love with God. Amen. And I say this to you. I want to turn you over to one scripture that I've been studying, and that's been blessing me. It's been blessing me beyond. I tell you, it's so good. And when I got to the book of Galatians, and I went to the book of Galatians, and I began to read the book of Galatians, and the more I began to see it, the more I began to read it, and I tell everybody, amen. That's, amen. Paul writes, go ahead, you have something to say. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it is so important, like you said, how are we going to go out to the world and let them know? It's so important that we keep a word, that we study God's word, and then the Lord will bring it back to you at the time that it's needed. You know,
amen.
You know what I'm saying? Because there are so many people that don't know him. And what we know, we got to share with the people. And the reason why I'm saying this is because, like I've said this before, and I tell it time and time again, because when God gave me my job, he told me these words. He said, now, I didn't give you this job just to make money, but to talk to my people when I send you. I said, okay, Lord, I accept that position.
Hallelujah.
And the other day, excuse me, when I was on my job, a lady came to me. She was a Caucasian lady. She came to me and she said, I want you to pray for my daughter. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord, how she know I pray for people? She said, my daughter has cancer. I said, well, we're going to believe God for a miracle. And so God went on allow me to give her a word and testimony with it, because, see, you have to have a testimony.
Amen.
And so, and you have to have the word. God's disciples was witnesses of what he had done.
Uh-huh.
And so God allowed me to share this with her, and she was elated. And I thought, well, look, he said she didn't know you, but her spirit knew your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I thought, wow, isn't that something? That is nobody but God.
Nobody but God.
So I praise God that I praise God for using me the way that to get his message out.
Amen. Well, you know, one of the things I would say, Doctor, the more we put the word of God into the universe, and let me just say this right quick while it's on fresh in my spirit. In America,
amen.
Hello?
In
America, there are people that don't hear what God is saying. And everybody got their own royal diadem, but nobody wants to trust God. And I will say this much. To God be the glory, because God is doing something for all of us.
Amen.
And the more we thank him, the more he believes us. See, when I take the word of God and see the word, and it blesses me so. And one thing I can say to some people, to God, when God said, he said, I am that I am, and besides me, there is none other.
None other. Amen.
And the thing over there that blessed me so, Doctor, is that when Jesus said, when the Father created this, he said, I was there. And I read the book of Psalms, I said, what? He said, I was there.
Amen.
And I tell somebody, I said, have you read that in the book? No. Why don't you? I said, well, if you're a son of God, you go search it out. It's in the Bible.
Amen.
It's in the Bible.
Amen.
Jesus said that when God, he said, when he called the earth to be, it was. He, when he formed the river, he put a boundary for them not to cross it. I said,
amen.
You think about this whole earth we live in. You got seven continents, all surrounded by water. And the water, we even go beyond what we're saying. I said, nobody but God. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. Hallelujah. 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 Nobody but the devil. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. And I know this. Oh, as I was saying, one thing I want to take us to the book of Galatians, I want to take us to the third, go chapter 1, amen, and Paul began to write to every one of us. the first of Galatians, he says these words. Excuse me. Here's what he says in chapter 1, Paul, an apostle, sent not from men, my God, not by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father. Now, we can identify with what the apostle Paul is saying. We are the same as the apostle Paul. If we're going to do what God has done for him, he'll do it for us also. He will do it. And I was looking at this, my God, he said, from the brothers, he said, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers with me. All the brothers. And when Jesus Christ did what he did it. He said, grace and peace to you from God our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself. Now here's what gets me, doctor. Who gave himself for our sins, to rescue us from this present evil age.
Amen.
And to the will of God, our God, and the Father, to whom we be glory forever. You mean that's what he did for us. We don't have no right but to bow down to him, to honor him.
Amen.
Amen.
The cross alone is what he's saying. The cross alone can set you free. And this is the standard, entire process of redemption, divine glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The more we read into that word, and the deeper we get into it, doctor, the more, and as I was reading on down through it, I said, my God. And Paul began, he says in the third chapter, he tells those, he said, listen, he says, go to verses 3. Are you so foolish? Talking to us. After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? See, that's what it's everybody, a lot of people on the human effort. Well, I did it myself.
Yeah.
Come on, give me a break.
Amen.
I found this job by myself.
You know, that is so true. I'm sorry for cutting in. That is so true. Do you think you can be he's letting you know. Do you think you can be brought to a state of spiritual maturity by the means of self-effort? I mean, can you do this by yourself? Come on, man. But a lot of people have got...
See, he said, have you suffered so much for nothing? Is it really you was for nothing? Does God give you the Spirit? Does God give you his Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law? The law, because you believe what you've heard. Whoa. In this society we live in, we got to ask that question. We have got to ask that question. And here's what the Apostle Paul says. He says, you, the law, because you believe what you heard. Turn your phone down, please. Hello? Consider. That's how we do that. He said, consider Abraham who believed God. Now, wait a minute. He said, in verse 6, read in your Bible. What is it in your Bible? Galatians chapter 6, verses 3 and
6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know you therefore that they which are of faith are the same of the children of Abraham. And verse 5, that it was said, it is obvious that everything God has done is on the basis of the believers exhibiting faith. It is never
Thank
by
you.
Works of the Lord. It's by faith. Amen.
By faith.
It's by faith.
Amen.
It claims that the faith that the patriarchs was justified by faith, not works. Faith.
Amen. And you know, that's one of the key components. And we say this while we're on this, we call it meeting at the well on Friday night. And we get in, we take the scripture and we digest the scripture. There's one person online, you wanna have a word to say while you're on the line? Hello? Oh, they hung up. Well, goodbye. Understand then.
Yeah. A lot of times people get busy and they want to hear, but then they're busy doing things and then they have to hang up and call back. And that's fine.
I know. Understand then that those who believe are children. Those of us who believe, we are believers. They say they are children of Abraham. The scripture for, now this is what gets me. In verse 8, when you read that in verse 8,
and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith.
Wait a minute. He would justify the heathen, the Gentiles called heathens.
Through faith. Proclaiming the word of God as the foundation of all things. If you proclaim that. The heathen is cool. Hallelujah. Through faith.
All nations, in verses, all nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Now, when we go back and look at what Abraham did, Abraham was a man that was tried by God. He didn't have a son. He was an old man. His wife was beyond age. And God said he's going to give you a seed. It will be called the seed.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
because what happened, and I look at it, I say, you know, Abraham, he had to have faith to trust God. When he took his son, who was over 20-some years old, and was getting ready to slay him, took him getting ready to take him on the wizard school together, carried him to the mountain. Got the wood, got the knife, tied him up, said, Daddy, where's God? He said, where's the lamb? And he said, God will provide.
Amen.
That young man had faith. And when he raised his hand, the angel from heaven said, stay your hand. My God. Stay your hand. He knew beyond. He knew then beyond. That staying his hand, he said, now that I see that you trust God, I know you trust God now.
That's right.
I can trust him. See, it's through Abraham we have the same faith. But we get close into it. Hallelujah. Oh, this is getting good. Amen.
Abraham received justification by faith, and guess what? So do we.
By faith. That's right.
The believer can only be on the law of grace, and it's one or the other. One can only come to grace through the cross, and if one is trusting in the law, whatever kind of law, one is cursed. So it's only by faith.
By faith. So what God did to Abraham, you're getting happy, I can tell it. And he says, all who law on observing the law or under a curse. See, I don't want to be under the, I don't want to observe the law. Well, I'm going to fast and pray these many days. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No. I don't live under that law. That's a curse. Curse is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. See, if you're going to live by the law, you got to continue to live in the law.
Amen. You got to continue. And for a person to attain the righteousness of the law, one must keep the whole law perfectly and never fail. And that's impossible. So that's leave impossible. Only, it's impossible. It's impossible.
Amen.
So that leaves only the cross for the means of salvation and victory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it says in verse 11, it says clearly, no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith.
Amen.
The righteous
Amen.
Is going to live by faith.
Amen.
The law
Amen.
Is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does this thing will live by them. Christ, here's what I love. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He became a curse for us. He became a curse. Now, what's a curse? All of the bad things, all the sickness, all the disease. Disease is nothing but a curse.
Amen. That's
cancer's a curse.
That's right. It's a curse.
It's a curse. Heart attack is nothing but a curse. But see, the
Amen.
Thing I
Amen.
Began to... When I began to read in that book in the 19th chapter of Psalm, it says, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is pure. The fear of the Lord is clean. Wow.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord. The fear. See, oh, the president's going to have us. No, I don't fear the president. I don't fear Russia. I fear God. I reverence him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because... Curse of the law be coming by a curse for us. It is written, cursed is everyone that is hung on a tree.
Amen.
He redeemed us in order that, whoa, now here's the key to that scripture we just read. Here's the key. Here's what we're going to unlock the door. He says, he redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham, so Abraham might come to the Gentiles, to the heathen, through Jesus Christ. That
by faith,
we might have received the promise of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All sin was atoned at the cross. Which lifted the sin debt from the believing man, making it possible for the Holy Spirit to come into the life of the believer, abide there forever. Amen. Abide there forever. Oh, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Now, here's more proof. Doctor, here's more proof. Now, you and I know it's going on verse 16. We're in the third chapter, verse 16. What did it say? The promise?
Now, to Abraham and his seed was the promise made. He said not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is Christ. It is to all those who are brought into salvation by faith in Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, meaning one person, not an angel.
Amen. Abraham's seed was Christ. And Christ is the Christ of God and man. So therefore the covenant cannot be broken.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What I mean, this is what Paul said, what I mean in this. The law introduced 430 years later. Now, you know we're not studied about the four, when the brass covered the whole face of the earth. There was not a sound of the prophet, not a word from God. The heavens were with brass. And we said the word brass means that it was hardened. But here's what it said, 443 years later. Does not set aside the covenant previously established by God. And this do away with the promise, for in the inheritance, oh my God, inheritance depends upon the law. Then it no longer depends upon the promise. But God, in his grace, gave it to Abraham through a promise. Because when Abraham, I want to meet you, Abraham. I want to see you in heaven. I want to say I love you because you obeyed God. Now you think about it. What if God told Abraham, get your clothes and leave your people? You know what the Abraham said? Well, Lord, I ain't got nowhere to go. Oh, no, I ain't got nowhere to go. Yeah. God said, but Abraham didn't argue.
Amen.
He followed the word of God. And God spoke to him all down through. Now, verse 16 said, what then was the purpose of the law? Paul raised a question. It was added of transgressors, to the sinner, to the liar, to the thief, to the robber, transgressors until the seed of whom the promise referred to come. My. Lord, I love it. The law was put in effect until the angels, but a mediator. A mediator, however, does not represent one party, but God one. Is the law therefore opposed to the promise of God? No, absolutely not.
Amen.
Absolutely not. For if the law had been given that it could impart life and righteousness, then righteousness would certainly have to come by the law. That is not how God programmed it. I told somebody you got to reprogram, because it's all in order. But the scriptures declare that the whole world is a prisoner of sin. My God. Now, can we prove that, Doctor? You and I, yes. Because Adam, who was the firstborn, first he sinned. And because he did what he did, the whole earth is what the Bible says. He declares the whole world is a prisoner of sin. So that what was promised, being given through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe. See, we believe.
Amen.
We believe. See, I have this radio station because I believe. I have this radio station because you believe. Now, who come on there? Because they believe. See, with everybody don't want to be on the radio. I don't. That's not going to be my still love you. But I want it to be known that there is no faith like the God kind of faith. When you have the God kind of faith, it's through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, this is what I say. In verse 23, it says, but before this faith comes, we will have prisoners, by the law. See, the law held us prisoners. A lot of people still haven't understood. When you come to Jesus, the shackles are broken. The shackles are broken. I don't care how you see it. I don't care what you say. The shackles are broken. They are broken. And I see this, and then it says, so the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer supervised under the law. We are sons of God. Read verses 26 to 29, please.
For you are all children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. And if you be Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed.
My God.
Amen.
My God. Sister. One thing we can say to that, the law of God. See, God has it so profound. He has it so profound upon us. And the more I'm getting happy. See, the more I begin to read God's word, he says, here's what it says. I'm in Ephesians. Go to Ephesians chapter 1 and read chapter 1. I'm going to show something else. Just a moment. Chapter 1. Ephesians.
Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. And then verses 3, it says, spiritual ambassadors in Christ, praise be to God the Father, that our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with heavenly realm and every spiritual blessing in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's what he's done. Here's what Jesus done for us. I mean, it's so important for us as a believers. It's as believers, it's so important. It is so important as believers. Because if we're going to be believers, we got to know we believe that we believe because we believe what we believe. What do we believe? We believe that God is. We believe that God is. God is who he say he is. He can't lie. God is. God is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As soon as I begin to read, go ahead.
Amen. I just want to jump in and say something for a minute because the law had no permanent function. And see, the law only pointed to Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And so when the law pointed to Jesus Christ, well, that's what we live by. Jesus on the cross. I mean, this is why we are here. Because of our faith in Jesus Christ, because of being born again. This is why we're here. It's to let people know about Jesus Christ. Because everything points to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and Paul was an apostle appointed by Jesus Christ.
That's it. Well, yes. And that's why.
Amen.
And then one scripture we're going to get into, I'm going to show the people what Paul said. The revelation I got didn't come from a man.
Amen.
We've already read in Galatians. He says, not of men, not by men. But we're going to find other scriptures say, by the revelation of Jesus Christ to me. Now, doctor, when we sit back and look at all of these letters that Paul wrote with such high understanding, so distinct, so intuitively speaking of Jesus Christ, hidden secrets, hidden treasures, what God has for us, God wants us to believe. God wants us to know that we know that we know. Why? Because he's God.
Amen.
God can't fail. God will never fail us. We will fail God.
Amen.
That's why when I read the book of Ephesians, and I've been studying all these books simultaneously, and I'm on this, praise God. In verses 3, it's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with it. I read that. For he chose us in before the creation of the world to be holy. He chose us. And we don't know. All we got to do is try to work out our salvation. That's all we got to do. That's
Amen.
All we got to do. That's in the book. The Apostle Paul received of God to tell the people, you are from the foundation of the world. You were chosen. But if you don't want it, you ain't going to get it. You're going to hell. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
In love, he predained us, pressing us to be adopted as his son, through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure, and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which so freely given us in the one he loves. And one who have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, in accordance with the riches of his grace, God's grace has lavished us on with all wisdom. Wisdom.
Amen.
Wisdom and understanding, that he may know to us the mystery. Here it is. Here it is, the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure.
Amen. Amen. Referring to the secret purposes and counsel God intended to carry into effect in his kingdom. You know,
amen.
Amen. The mysteries, make known the mystery. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And the mystery. See, here it is again, the word I mentioned that word mystery. Because it's a mystery. God, he says, make it known to us the mystery of his own will according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in Christ.
Amen.
To put in effect when the time will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, Jesus Christ. See, we're living in a time now, Dr. McClendon, is that Jesus Christ is slowly bringing everything in order. And, and one thing, I was reading the word, and the man says, they were asking God about a question. We just want to know when are you going to restore Jesus? He said, that's not in my order. In other words, I say that's above my pay grade.
Amen. That's right.
God knows.
Only
God knows. He said no. Only the Father. Well, I want to sit on the right hand and say no. He said I can't do that. Only God can do that. See, everybody want to get to heaven, but they don't want to pay the price.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Dr. Delores, a lot of us have suffered like the apostles. We've been lied on, talked about, kicked aside, pushed out, but we never lost the faith.
Amen.
We never lost the faith. Why? Because we believe what God said, his good pleasure. I want to know more about the mysteries.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. Well, why is it so that when a woman gets married to a man, they become one less? How? That's a mystery.
Amen. Because this is spiritual, not natural. This is a spiritual thing. So these mysteries no one can understand unless God open your understanding. And when he does open your understanding, praise God, I thank God for Jesus, because when he began to open my understanding, then you can't tell everybody, because everybody, there's carnal minded people, they think you are a nut. They think you're crazy. So you can't share with everybody, because they're not going to understand anyway. So when you began to speak, people wanted. That's why when Jesus was speaking, hallelujah, when Jesus was speaking, what kind of man is this? He's 12 years old. What kind of man? You know, they didn't understand him when he was speaking. They didn't understand it. So when he revealed these mysteries to us, we can't reveal them to everybody, even though you may want to. You can't, because you're not going to understand it anyway. And they don't think you're talking crazy. Then I'll be doing that.
You know what, Doctor? You just unlocked the door. You have unlocked the door. If anybody can hear what you just said, the South End Radio Land, they've missed the boat. Because you just said some of the doors open wide. God used to open the wide. And a lot of people going to see what they want to see and say what they want to say. Because the wisdom that you and I possess It's a faith. Amen. It's a faith Amen. Factor. And one thing I learned about God, when I ask God, God is my witness. I said, God, where did you come from? I was in a city of Houston vehicle car, and I heard God say, I spoke myself into existence. My hair stood on me. My skin started crawling. I said, no. I said, that's all right, Lord. That's all right. You ain't got the answer. I understand. No.
Amen. Because things we can't even, we're not ready for yet.
No.
There's some things that we're not ready for yet. And so when you begin to, when God began to speak into your spirit, that's why our spirit has to stay connected to the Holy Spirit, because the
Amen.
Holy Spirit, everything he hears from the Father. So
Amen.
So when he begins to teach you, then you can't, even though you shouting within yourself, because now you got something nobody has. And this is what the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, see, you don't fit the description. See, that's why he didn't recognize when he came in. It's because he didn't fit the description. See? And so this mystery, this thing is a mystery. So people looking at the outer appearance of you and I and others, they're looking at the outer appearance and, oh, they ain't nothing to them. But Lord, it's not nothing to me, but it's something to the Holy Spirit, greater in
yes,
me that is in me than he is in the world. You see
my
me, Lord. But it's greatness in me. It's greatness in me I don't even know about to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And so when we began to seek in the scriptures, and we began to seek him, when we began to seek him with our whole heart, he began to reveal to us. Because
yes.
You know, he says, and when you're not sincere, you can't get this thing. You cannot get it. I don't care how much you read. I don't care how much you go to church. If you are not sincere in Christ, you can't receive it. You can't receive it. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been pastoring. I don't care how long you've been going to church. If you're not sincere, because God searches the heart, and when he searches the heart, he already know you. And then he began to reveal to you.
Amen. And you know what, Doctor? I remember we had the revival up there in Hearn. And one of the brothers said he felt the fire. He jumped back. That wasn't me. That was the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That wasn't me. That was the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So when you do this, read chapter 1, verse 13.
Ephesians
chapter 1, read on through. And I will show you something. I want to show you something else with God. Somebody's listening to us behind the scene. Maybe they get some help.
In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed.
Oh, believe.
You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Read on, sister. Read on.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give faith for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah.
Oh, go back and read that again. Hallelujah.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
That we might know him what? That we might know him better. That we might know him better.
Mm.
Hallelujah. That we might know him better.
That's the knowledge of Christ we receive through the word enables the Holy Spirit to increase our wisdom and revelation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And see, people don't understand something that you and I say, not even on the radio. But we're speaking the truth of God through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, one thing. Go ahead.
Verse 18, because verse 18 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Hallelujah. The eyes of your heart has been enlightened. God, the eyes of your heart being enlightened until the present result that you are in the state of illumination. Oh, Lord, hallelujah.
Riches of his glory in helping the saints, and have incomparable great power for us who believe. See, we believe this power that he has for us. Of mighty strength. It's which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
And
seated him on his right hand. In heaven, my. To God be glory. Amen. See, God wants us to know that God, he's telling us, he says, hey, God, and I may say this, but hey, God says, he says, I want you to do this here. I want you to understand. Now, if I might share this here with the people, go with me to the fourth chapter of Ephesians and look at verses
4 and 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Let's help somebody. Ephesians chapter 4 and 25.
Okay. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen.
Therefore, each of you must put off the falsehood, put off the lie.
Amen. We're a new man by virtue of being baptized into his death, buried with him by baptism into his death. All speaking of the crucifixion, being raised with him in the newness of life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Being still must no longer be must work doing something useful with his own hand, that he may have something to share with his needs. Hallelujah. See, there are a lot of people are listening to us, but I want to take it a little further. Now, in the book of Philippians, and here's something that God said in the book of Philippians. Glory. And verse 7 said, I thank my God with every time I remember you in my prayer. For all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership. See, Dr. Lewis, we're in partnership. We are in partnership with the gospel from the first day until now, being confident. This is a key word, confidence, and this very, that we who have begun a good work, this is confidence we have. This is the confidence that that we begin a good work, and me and you will carry it on to the completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, the day of Jesus Christ, when we leave this earth, when we die, amen. Hallelujah. And when we take that word to the next level, God is there with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Paul was not even interceding for the church because of problems, but he was interceding for their blessing.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is good.
But also, Doctor, I want to take you to Philippians chapter 3, verses 9.
Three and nine. He found in him, not having my own righteousness, hallelujah, which is of the law, but that which is that is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Amen.
Amen.
A spotless righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Mm. And look at verse 12.
Verse 12. Not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus.
Take hold. Take hold.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen.
Take hold. Take hold. Take hold. And this is what he says in verses 20. He says in 3 and 20, he says, but our citizenship is in heaven.
Amen.
Now, wait a minute. Our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. I don't have to be responsible to what I see around me because I know where my citizenship is. I know I'm in this earth realm doing what God called me to do, but at the same time, my citizenship is of heaven. And we eagerly await at the Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is by the power that enables us him to bring everything under his control. And I like it. And will transform our lowly bodies, these bodies we live in, he's going to transform them so that they will be like his glorious body. And you know what? I'm not ready to die, but hallelujah. I'm glad I'm living. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm praising God. Hallelujah. Because God's going to give me a glorious body like his. A glorious body like his. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Yes.
I can lift my hand, doctor. See my hand is the nail prints.
Amen.
Look
Amen.
At my back. See the scars on my back. Hallelujah. Mm. Look at it. Look at my head. Where they put it around my head. God,
yes.
Look at my feet. Look at my feet. Hallelujah. Mm. Look at my side. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Dr. DeLore, that's why I get so people don't understand me. Sometimes they don't understand my own self. But I keep pressing in. Amen.
I understand what you're saying. I understand. Amen.
Amen. I want you to do something. I want you to go with me to the Book of Colossians. I'm going. We're marching through Pauline's letters. Colossians chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
And go to verse 10.
Verse 10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Man, that's awesome. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness, has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Praise the Lord. Mm.
Now you see, there's that word again. He has taken from the domain of darkness and brought us to the kingdom of his Son he loves. In him we have redemption for the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. When Paul began to write the more I see this, I say, oh, Lord, God fulfill us with knowledge of his, with all spiritual wisdom and understanding. We may pray that in order that we might live a life worthy of the Lord. Oh, see, it's not how much I think about it. But we have to live a life worthy of the Lord. And as I was reading on, I began, yes, ma'am. Praise God. Woo, Jesus, this is so good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, and in chapter 1, verse 25, says, I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the words of God and the fulfillment, the mystery, here's that word again,
amen,
that has been kept hidden. Oh, it's been hidden for ages, generations, is now disclosed to the saints. Oh, here is the key, doctor. The saints. Are we saints? Yes. Are we sons? Yes. It's being disclosed to us. People don't want, see, they got to be born again.
Yes.
It's going to take some time to stay in the presence of the Lord. It's going to take some time of taking the word in, intake, output, intake, output, intake, output. See, there are some people that are hearing us around the globe right now. And all we can do is tell them, the Almighty God through Jesus Christ, he has a son that must receive him. If you can receive his son, you can have life. You can have life beyond understanding. Because if you come to his son will set you free. But it's the cost you got to give. The cost is, you know, the cost is giving up.
Amen.
That's all it is. That's the cost. Giving up. Giving up. And what I love in this is in verse 27, it says, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles, the heathens, the glorious riches of this mystery. Here's that word again, mystery. Why God keep telling the Apostle Paul about the mystery? Now, may I say this? May I say this? Because there's a mystery that even God would tell us why he's on earth. He said the things the Holy Spirit must reveal it to you.
Amen. Well, it's manifested to the believers, but not to the world.
No.
So that's why everybody gets manifested to the believers, not to the world. That's these mysteries. No. These mysteries are not manifested to the world. It's to the believers only. Amen.
My God. My God, my God. And it says here of his mystery, which is in Christ, in you, the hope of glory, we proclaim him, admonishing, teaching everyone with all wisdom. That's what we're trying to do. And to, that we may bring his presence and everything to Christ. To this end, I labor, struggle with the energy that's so powerful. See, there is some power. There is some power, sister, that's working in us.
Yes.
There is some power. There is some power that's working in us. A lot of people don't believe it, but it's there.
Amen. It's there.
It's there. Now I want us to go to the book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My.
Wow.
And I would like you to take your time and read chapter 1, start at chapter 1. Now you're going to see Paul, see they got a discussion about either Paul wrote this, they said the author's unknown, but it was probably during Paul's time, but they mix it up. But God has a way of doing what he do with royal diadem, his own wisdom. He says, now if you read on in chapter 1 and read on.
God, who is at sundry times and in divers manners, spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power.
Amen. Dr. DeLores, you see right now why God put everything he had upon Jesus Christ? Everything, because when you go back, and we go back and read this, in time past, God spoke to the forefathers through,
yes,
through his prophets. But now he speaks through his son. And here's what he's saying. Through his son. He has spoken to us by the appointed heir of all things. Why? Because he was faithful. He was faithful. And Psalm 19 takes us back to that. He says, when we read the book of Psalm, chapter 19, we read it, it says, we read it, and it tells us succinctly what it says. That when we know that we know that we know, he says, fear of the Lord is pure. Fear of the Lord is holy. The Son of God feared God.
Amen.
Now that's
Amen.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
The
yes,
Son
it is.
Of God feared God. But he would submit, my God, he would submit, woo, he would submit. He would,
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. He would submit.
Yes.
Praise the living God. My, my, my.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, I would just go ahead on. I want to say this here. Are we going to read a little further? We can read on a little further.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Where was I? When he had himself purged down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made also much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtain a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, you are my son, this day have I begotten you. And
go
again
back to,
I will
see sorry. The book of Psalm, the book of Psalm, when you go back and read Psalm chapter 1, go to 2nd Psalm, you're going to see that word say, this day have I begotten you. He said, I put you on a holy hill, on a holy hill. He said, this day have I begotten thee, and you are my son. See, God was still in charge. Woo! Freedom, sister. Freedom.
Praise the Lord. Unto you, which of the angels said here at any time, you are my son. This day have I begotten you. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brought in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he said, who makes his angels spirits and his minister a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he said, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness, hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. And you, Lord, in the beginning, have laid the foundation of and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish, and you remain, and they shall wax old as does a garment, and as a virtue shall you fold them up. And they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years shall not fail. Amen. Praise the Lord. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool?
Mm.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Wow.
Wow. Isn't that something? See, the more we get digging into the scripture, now, we don't know how the people listen to us, but also, I want us to go, one thing, my sister, I want you to go to the second chapter of the book of Hebrews, let me see, and read chapter 5, start at chapter 5.
Verse 5?
Yes, ma'am.
for unto the angels had he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain speech testifies, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him? You made him a little lower than angels. You crowned him with glory and did set him over the works of your hands. You shall put all things in subjection under his feet. Put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him.
Amen.
But now we not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Wow.
Now what is it? For the what? That suffering for the what? Suffering. Because he suffered death. Okay, read on.
Crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom all things, and by whom all things, and is bringing many sons unto glory. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he who sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Then I will declare you to my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praises unto you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. Amen.
Now, when you read this in chapter 14, in verse 14, take your time so you're going to see what the fire is going to come to you. Watch this here.
As the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Wow.
Yes. Amen. Praise God.
But Abraham descendants. We are Abraham descendants. But if you see what Jesus Christ did, he said, since the children have flesh and blood. The children have flesh and blood. He too, God was God, came down as a man.
Yes, amen.
That humility, so that his death, he might, see God, and I'm gonna just reveal it, the devil know, I know it. See, the devil knew that God cannot kill him. And I asked that question, why come God cannot kill the devil? Because the devil is nothing but a spirit. But God had a plan that through Jesus Christ, the Son, the flesh, that's why we see the word humility, so that he was, that might destroy him who holds the power of death, that the devil. See, the devil's work was destroyed through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ became a man, just as you and I, but his flesh was not of this world. But that's how God destroyed him. And the devil never, he was looking, yes, the devil doesn't have any power. The devil has no power. No power. And everybody said, well, you know, they about ready to die. No, I'm not ready to die. I'm ready to live because I know this much. Because what he said, he took on, Jesus Christ came on and took on flesh like me, but I know that he's going to transform me into his kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read on, sister. Ooh, Jesus, I love you, Father.
And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful, faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. But in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them who are tempted.
See? Amen. See? See, God is still there for us. And I just say, see, Jesus Christ, he was greater than Moses. He was greater than all the patriarchs. He was greater than all the prophets. He was greater than all. He was greater than the greatest prophet ever come. His name was John the Baptist. He was greater than, it's good. The man John the Baptist wrote those words on the day of the Lord. It's on the day of the Lord. I heard a voice saying to me, hallelujah. See, God is so merciful toward us who believe, that God wants to use us to the next level. And the next level is we've got to let the devil know you don't have any right. You got to let the people you're trying to hold in bondage, you have to let them go. I declare and decree in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, release them. Let them go.
Amen.
Let them go.
Hallelujah.
Let them go. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. And when they come in, teach them what thus saith the Lord. We got to bow before them. We got to praise you. We got to love you. We got to adore you, Father, because you are the one true living God. And Father, tonight while we're on this radio station, I thank you for Dr. DeLord, for the impact that you've given us both. A love one for another. Iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. But you, Father, somebody out there's listening to us. Somebody's been helped tonight. Somebody's behind the scene. Somebody's in prison. Somebody's on the death row. Somebody's right there in their car going crazy. But we take authority in the name of Jesus Christ, and we declare and decree, loosen and let them go. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. It don't look like it, but I said let them go. No, let them go. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name. Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo. My. Nobody but
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Now,
thank you, Jesus.
Woo, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Woo, Jesus. Lord. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. And in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15.
4:15.
Yeah.
Okay. For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the presence of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin.
My God.
Therefore, boldly unto the throne of grace, hallelujah, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen.
Amen. But you see, he's the high priest of our soul. We're priests, but he made us, Jesus Christ is the high priest. He says he can't be touched with sin.
Amen.
Yet
Amen.
Without sin. He without sin. But he became sin for us. He became sin for us. And what he did for us, it allowed us to walk in the presence of the Holy Father. In the
Amen.
Presence of the Holy Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And this is what I say in Hebrews chapter, in Hebrews. Oh, Jesus, I love you. I love you. Oh, teacher. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And see, and I want to say this to the people on Hebrews chapter 5 and 11. We have much to say about this. That's in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. We have much to say about this. But it is heard, explained, because you are slow to learn. Some people
Amen.
Don't want to learn.
Amen.
Amen. They are slow. They want to hold back and hold it to do what they want to do. Ain't going to work. And
amen.
I know, and you and I both know, if what God did for us, we didn't even know. We knew each other, but at that particular time, we didn't know what God knew. Because
amen.
I was on the radio. I said, Lord, I've done my best. All that I know to do, what is the next move? And that's when I saw that number and called you and told you the rest is history. The rest
amen.
Is history. And God is so good to us. He's
yes,
so good to us. And I tell folks,
yes,
that, no, it ain't about Willie Hunter, it's about God.
Amen.
It's about
amen.
God. Amen. See, a lot of people amen. Say it takes a whole lot of money. No, it don't. It takes faith. It takes faith.
It takes faith
move mountains.
It takes faith.
Move mountains.
That's what it takes. If you have faith, everything else will come. But you
it
have
will
to
come.
Have that faith.
That's
seek
true.
Ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek him first, and he'll add everything else. But seek him
amen.
First.
Amen.
His spirit that is seek him. Everything
amen.
Else will
amen.
Come. So it don't take money, it takes faith. And faith brings money in those in other things. God will give you just throw that in. Amen.
Amen.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all things will be added. Mm,
will be
hallelujah.
Added. Hallelujah. See, Dr. DeLore, see, a lot of people that you've invited, I've invited to be on the radio, a lot of people don't know that this is the last call.
Amen.
We're making
amen.
A call. When the
amen.
Voice
amen.
Is sent out, God is saying to us, sound the horn. We're sounding it. Everybody
amen.
Got
amen.
Something they need to do. And I told him, I said, can't you spend this 1 or 2 minutes to hear? Well, ain't my style. Well, I'm telling you, what God is doing for this radio station, you're going to see the power of God like you have never seen it before. You're going to see what God has done because we believe.
Amen.
We believe. See, in the
amen.
Old Testament, Dr. DeLores, there was two men who believe in 12 who could not, 10 who could not. And they said, well, you know, we went on and viewed the property and the people that sold there, they're like giants. Joshua and Caleb. They said, oh, no. They're nothing but flies in our sight. Some people can't have that mentality. Well, I'm not going to go to school because it's going to come. No, you need to get it right. You need to get it right. Because the devil doesn't have any power. No more than what you give him.
Amen.
I ain't giving the devil nothing. He owes me. Let it go. Let it go.
Amen.
It belongs to
amen.
Me. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command it. I decree it before the Lord Jesus Christ. Release our blessing this night. Release everything we need this night. Release the ones we know, release them in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Release the names of those on the death row. Release those who are in the prison. Release those on the sick bed in hospital. Release those with diseases. Release them who can see their way. Release sickness. Release disease. Release them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Release them. And may the fullness of the fire of the Holy Ghost go to this radio station. May it touch right now, even in Israel, even around the continent, around the globe, Father. Your word right now. Your word. I know your word. Your word is great. Your word is powerful. Your word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we just thank you tonight for what you've given us tonight. You've given us some hidden mysteries we made known. You've given us some hidden mysteries. And some people still because they're not born again. They must come to know Jesus Christ as Master. And Father, I pray for my house. I pray for Sister. I pray for Dr. McClendon's house, her family, all those in her family, the friends, and once you know, I pray that everything will operate right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for some that's supposed to walk with her, refuse to walk with her, but I pray you will send those who said, we want to go where you're going. We're going to a place called there. We're going to a temple called there. We're going to the high place called there. There God's going to meet us. There God's going to reveal to us. There God said, all things are possible. And we believe. We believe. And I want to thank you for what she's doing, and I pray you put around her, according to Psalm 91, that you will let the angels become charged to watch over her and everywhere she goes, that you will keep a protection around only her, not only her, but also around my family. The same thing, Father. Ditto. I believe, we believe, we know it's possible. Now, Father, that was years ago. We never would believe. Here we are. You give us a radio station, and we want your word to be expounded upon, to taught upon, foolishness. And Father, there are some who say that they have the Holy Ghost, but they're liars. They're liars. They're liars, Father, and we believe you tonight. We pray for disease in our house. We command it to go in Jesus' name, amen. We speak complete healing, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Father, we're not looking to the pastor, we're not looking to the preacher, we're not looking to the fivefold ministry, we're looking to Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Woo! Hallelujah! Woo!
Yes.
Woo! I got sweat all over my back, sister.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you. Yes. 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 Now, oh Jesus, we have to pray, brothers and sisters. We have to, they've tasted the heavenly gift. Once you know you've tasted the heavenly gift, Paul said, I ain't know we're going to turn back. No, you're not going to turn me back.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
My. Oh,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name. Well, I want us to go to the book of Acts. I want us to show something about that.
Amen.
Book of Acts.
Amen.
And I want to talk about the Holy Spirit.
That's a good subject. The Holy Spirit.
And, amen. In chapter 2, verses 17.
Okay, 2 and 17.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great day, great and notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Now go to Acts 2:38. Now here's where the fire comes in Acts 2:38.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all who are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
My God. Are we living that day, sister? Are we living that day?
Yes, praise God.
We're living that day.
Amen.
Amen. See, somebody gonna say, well, I wanted to hear a lot, but I just don't know what I'm gonna do. All I can tell you is what it says here. Here's what the word says. That you might receive. That you might receive. Some people don't want the Holy Spirit in their lives. Now, let's expose the devil. See, the devil got them believing that God hates them. God don't hate his people. God is calling his people into him. And the reason why the devil got the people believing, because they got the devil, he's got so many people with so much gold and silver and cars and everything, it don't make a hill of binder when we get to heaven. Because we're going to walk on golden streets. Hallelujah. We're going to have diamonds. Carbuckles, you name it, we're going to have it. It's going to be in heaven. So why should I jeopardize what God is doing for me now while I'm in this earth realm? When I get to heaven, what is it going to do more?
Amen.
Here's a mystery. Here's a mystery again. Paul said we shall not all sleep, but we shall be transformed. And if you go and read the book of, in the book, as I move forward in the book of the gospel, the two men hung on the cross are fulfilling the prophecy. And it was said, those two on the cross, and one of them said, you are the Son of God. Why don't you come down and save yourself and save us? The devil was messing with him, but he didn't say a word. What I love about Jesus Christ, he did not say mumbling word, doctor. He didn't say a word. Not a word. But the man said, now, wait a minute. He said, can't you see this man have not done anything wrong? We are the only ones who've done wrong. We are the ones. And I love what he said. And I'm quoting it. He says, when you get into your kingdom, my God, will you remember me?
Hallelujah.
He said, this day, even though he was dying the same day 2,500 years ago, he said, this day you shall be with me. This day you shall. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This day, not tomorrow, it's written in the book. They call the bosom of Abraham. It is called a place that God has preserved right now. For those who die believing in Jesus Christ, they are there waiting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Those ones who've been afforded. Those who died at 290 flight and don't even know what's going to strike them. But God lifted them out of those bodies, the bodies of the king. But God, he shunned them. But God, God has given us authority. God has given us the power through his son, Jesus Christ. We can do anything but lie. Anything but lie. And I want to know this much tonight, that a lot of people going out because that lady who's supposed to have such a great artist, what's her name? She's a singer.
Beyonce.
I don't know if she's a witch or a warlocker. Her and her husband, they practice stuff wrong. They're telling them, and I don't mind saying it. Because, see, we got a mark. We see they marking us. We got to let the devil know he's a liar. And those young people that's sown that, they're going there. We're going to help them get away from there. And I pray today to the Holy Father. And I noticed it's all of a sudden, a lot of people came up with money being stolen. I said, that's the enemy going around people stealing money. The spirit, that's what's happening. Amen. A woman today owned up to the tear. She said, I put my money in my wallet, and I was sitting right there. And this thing, I looked, my money was gone.
Wow.
I said, the devil has his demon working. Because they trying to show they got some power. Ain't nothing but a bunch of demise demons. That's all there. No, you can't do no more to me what you've done to Jesus Christ. Well, but if you kill me, I'm going to glorify God. Best thing to do is leave us alone.
Amen.
Amen. See, I remember, Doctor, years ago, as a young man, and my sister was certified. She came to Houston. She was in prostitute. And I went to get her because Mama called me. She said, go get your sister. She's down there in the wrong thing. And I went out there, and before I got ready to come on, they passed behind me a car. They drew the pistol, one on me, one on my head, and they said, tonight we're going to kill you. I said, but how can you kill a man who is dead?
Mm.
And because of what I said, God is my witness. They took out running. They said, this man is crazy. And what it was, they said they saw the light that was coming out of me. They let me go. They was going to kill me. But because of faith that I have in Jesus Christ. And that's why I tell everybody, no, just because the enemy attacked us, it's God letting me know the greater work is yet to be done. You think I'm going to let go of this radio station? You think I'm going to let go of what God is doing? No. You think I'm going to let go of what God wants? No. Ain't going to happen that in my time. It's not on my watch.
Amen.
It's not on my watch. See, I don't care what somebody say. And see, there are a lot of understanding that people don't seem to get it right. And all I can tell somebody is, the more you want to see God, Here's a lady couldn't call me. She says, not up. Ty, deal with my. So let's pray for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for her this night. We pray, Father, that you will keep her. We pray this night in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Father, we just understand. We just believe that all things are possible. And Father, because we love you. And we adore you. And she says she needed prayer. Father, we pray for her this night. Our prayers are before you, before her. We call her name, Father. Her name is Juwanna. Juwanna, Father, we call her tonight. We assess that you will bless her and keep her. And we just decide in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And bipolar, we take charge over you in the name of Jesus. Bipolar, release them in Jesus' name. Nothing but a demon. And we take authority right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, not so much of what we have, but we believe. We believe. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, I thank you this night. I thank you. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That you are touching her right now. Father, I'm calling her right now. And Father, we just praying for you right now. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray and we believe. And we believe.
Hello?
Juwanna?
Yes, sir.
Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we come right now praying for Juwanna. We pray and call that bipolar a lie in the name of Jesus. We take the authority that you've given us, and we just believe according to our faith. This night, Satan, you have to release her. Bipolar, you have to let go. She has a one mind, 100%. We have the authority. We just believe it right now. And Father, she is my sister in the body of Christ. I believe you're using her. I believe, Father. I believe right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over her body, over her body, over her mind, over her eyes, her ears, over her whole body right now. And Father, I'm just asking you tonight because you love Juwanna. We love her, and we thank you for her. And we just come against darkness, and we just declare and decree that her body become the body that Jesus can use. Her attitude can be, but Father, we know that the enemy is a liar. You can't have her because we done left stoned her. We love her. We put under our arms. We put under our arms and we love her. We thank you for her. And Father, we just pray right now for Juana, for her whole family. We pray for all her friends, even the enemies, the liars. We come against them. And I know this night, Father, that Juana, God loves you. Juana, God loves you. And we love you. And we love you, Juana. We come tonight believing all things are possible. It might not sound like it, look like it, but we love you. And we thank God what God is doing in you right now. We believe it. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whew. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, right now, by the hand of faith, I lay my hands up. I lay my hands on her right now. That the fire of the Holy Ghost will come on her body. Will come on her body. We believe it. Amen. And we believe you, Father. You loved the one. We loved the one. And Father, any sins you've done, cast them on us that she might come to know Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Juana, we love you.
Yes, sir.
We love you and we thank God for you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And the peace of God be with you. Give me a call tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But you know what? The devil, she was supposed to come on, but she wrote back and said she's dealing with Bhopala. Oh, no, devil. No, she ain't dealing with no Bhopala. She's healed, as far as I'm concerned. And you and I are concerned. She's healed.
Amen.
She's healed.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
All I can say is to God be the glory.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That's what God wants to do. God is a healer, a deliverer. He wants to set the captives free. He wants to just confess. If you confess those things before God, He's able to do it. He's able. If you want it, you can have it. You can be like the man. Lord, we ain't worthy that you come unto us. If you just speak the word, believe him. Take him at his word. Just believe him. Believe
Amen.
God. Do it. I know you can do it. Just believe.
Amen. He can do it. But it's up to us. It's up to the believer. And you and I, we done had the word. We done told what the word said. We done believe what the word has said. And the Bible has said it. That what we have is by what Jesus Christ has done. We've gone through Pauline letters. The ones that God has shown us. He gave his life for us. His life for us. And we trying to see what everybody see Houston right now. And I'm asking God to let the whole shot that the CTG all over Houston for the 500 square miles. I'm asking you, there's a war going on with the angels right now, sister. There is a war going on right now with the angels and the spirit of darkness. We take charge of them and we command them to leave in the name of Yeshua Hashiach. Leave. Leave. Hallelujah. Not only here, but the whole continent. Leave. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. Woo. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And God has been so good to us. Yeah. And you know what? I think when we came back again, you guys, I was the one on the radio, and here we are again.
Amen.
Just giving God praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But you know what, sister, I say to you, I thank God for everything that God has said to us and through us, and tonight we got a chance to pray for somebody.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Started from prayer.
Amen.
But look what God did.
Amen.
Got him caught up. See, a piece of flesh ain't nothing but a piece of flesh. A piece of flesh.
Amen.
A piece of flesh, is, it can mess you up.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
You got to,
right.
Got to bring the subjection. You got to bring that flesh under subjection. Paul said, I crucify my flesh daily, that Jesus Christ may live in me. And that's what we
Amen.
Have to do every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Amen.
And I like the statement you said about when you, God told you about when you, he said a job he gave you. Not for popularity. But since he might tell some people his word, I said, now, you know what? A lot of people won't say what you said because they said, now, nobody helped me with that job. No, but God helped us with everything.
With everything. Everything.
With everything. Amen.
And because we, what we are here for is to give him glory.
Amen.
He wants to show glory. And that's why I tell people, whatever you want, go to God with it. See, I didn't just go get a job. I asked God, where do you want me to be that you may receive the glory? I want you to receive it. All my doing, my work, when I go to work, when I come home, I want you to receive the glory. And so with God's position, it was for him to get the glory. Amen? See,
Amen.
I go to work to work for God. I go to work to do his will and what he has called me to do. And so that's why a lot of times people are unhappy or what have you. But the Bible says work as if you're working for God. So when I go to work, that's what I do. And I enjoy doing God's will. I enjoy it. And God sent people to me to pray for whatever he sent me to do in that particular hour, I want to do it with perfection.
Amen.
So I want to give him the glory. Amen.
Amen. That's the same thing, sister. And
Amen.
Like I was telling somebody, whether I don't have but one person, two person on the radio, I thank God.
Amen.
Because when I believe in God, I'm not looking for mankind. I'm looking for Jesus. The reward God has through us, his son, Jesus Christ. That reward is eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To have eternal life, to live from point to point to point to point, and every time I can think, the heaven has gotten lower. The heaven has gotten lower. I said,
Amen.
Without end. That's what the Bible says, without end. Now, you know what? That's eternity.
Amen.
I ain't even trying to think about it, but it's eternity. And I know
Amen.
What God is doing for us and what God is doing through us. And I thank
yes.
God. I thank God. I thank God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You have any words you'd like to say? We've been on 2 hours together. You got any words you want to say?
I just bless God for the night. I thank God for what he's doing in us. And I thank God for the call. Whatever God calls us to do, we want to do it with perfection. We want to do God's will. I mean, I don't worry about what man. See, a lot of times people get caught up in what man said, what man wants them to do. I only want to do the will of God, and that's what I'm going to do by the grace of God. I ask God to lead with each and every day to give him the glory.
Amen. And tonight I want to say as we close out this radio station tonight that we have delivered the word of God. We
Amen.
Have asked
Amen.
Him to come, but we ain't big, and we're praying. We'll know
Amen.
That God has a new order. And I
Amen.
Think you said it sometime last week. God has a new order. He has a new
Amen.
Order. And if you don't want to follow his new order, ain't nothing we can do but just keep praying for you. See, I'm
Amen.
Not looking back. I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward. And my prayer to God that he will keep you, Dr. McClendon, and keep your family, keep your job, keep your word, that it be holy, may it be sanctified, and may what we are doing will be of God and not what we think. And may our heart be enriched by the words of God. May the peace of God be forever. May our understanding be forever. May we walk, may we talk with God, speak with God, and ask God. And God is able. And I want to say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you. So good night to you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay, bye-bye now.